You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley ready to launch his bid for governor, he's backing Governor Evers' response to the recent flooding.
Governor Evers has been doing great, and I want to, you know, make sure that folks understand that he's been here. And I think that he's going to be coming here quite often to see what this damage looks like and seeing how this process goes on moving forward. But, you know, the governor has done everything that he can. I'm really proud and appreciate his helping hand.
On the WISN 12 Upfront program, Crawley praised the governor for being present on the ground and pushing for critical federal funds. Crawley was asked about his impending run.
I haven't even been thinking about this run right now. The most important thing is delivering for the folks right here within Milwaukee County. And so as I look, you know, forward to my, you know, what the possibilities are when I enter this race, it's really going to be focused on, you know, kind of extension of what Governor Evers has been able to do for us right now.
Initial damage estimates are at around $30 million. Officials are still urging people to call 211 to report damage. Volunteers gathered yesterday to help clean up a Milwaukee park impacted by the floods. Pulaski Park was badly damaged. Milwaukee County Parks officials say the cleanup is more about just the park. It's about coming together as a community. July home sales dipped just a bit in the Milwaukee area, but prices jumped nearly 5%. That's according to the latest from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. They say sales were down just under 1% from last year, but still up a little for 2025 overall. Experts say more homes are hitting the market in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, but not enough to ease rising prices. The average price for a home in the metro area last month was just over $463,000. Fire crews in St. Francis had to pull people out of windows after a balcony collapsed on an apartment building last night. The balcony blocked the stairway for four units, leaving people stuck inside. The fire chief says no one was injured, but some apartments are condemned for now. Investigators are still looking into what caused that collapse. While you may not want to, it's not advised anyway. A beach hazard statement is in effect, warning of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents. It's in effect through this afternoon and covers the Lake Michigan shoreline from Kenosha north to Sheboygan. Even with all the flooding, flags will still fly at the mile this coming weekend. The upcoming IndyCar race is still on track to happen as planned. Race activities start Saturday. Parts of the racetrack at the state fair were underwater, which led to an early end of that event. Officials say the track wasn't damaged and that they're ready for the snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250 race weekend. The race will air nationally on the Fox network. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a five-game series today in Chicago against the Cubs. Beginning with a doubleheader, the Brewers losing to the Reds yesterday 3-2 in extra innings, ending their 14-game winning streak. Jose Quintana pitched into the seventh inning before giving up a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. Tobias was great. You know, we put Grant Anderson in a spot that he hasn't been in a lot. We were depleted, totally depleted, and we needed Q to do what he did, and, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
NFL, the Packers beat the Colts Saturday 23-19, but they had 11 penalties just in the first half, five of them by rookie tackle Anthony Belton.
There are some things that we got to clean up from a technique standpoint to get him to play to the level I know he's capable of playing. I think he's a really talented guy, and we got to refine some of the mechanics.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're of the mindset that there aren't enough Christmas movies, you'll be happy to know there's another headed our way. Variety reports that Tabitha Brown and Lil Rel Howery are teaming up to executive produce and star in Unexpected Christmas. The film will be a family-friendly comedy drama. The story follows a family that gets together around the holidays for a reunion, which quickly turns chaotic. Never heard that one before. Unexpected Christmas hits theaters November 7th. Taylor Sheridan's brand continues to grow and is expanding further in his home state state of Texas. The Yellowstone creator is teaming up with Paramount Plus, the platform where he has many of his episodic shows parked, to build a humongous soundstage. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan and Paramount will build a 450,000-foot campus and six soundstages that can house up to four major productions simultaneously. Some of Sheridan's shows include Lioness, Landman, and Tulsa King. The Conjuring: Last Rites, according to prognosticators, is tracking off the charts when it comes to box office predictions. The film does not open until September 5th, but experts are expecting massive returns when it comes to a horror film opening in September, with estimates ranging from $40 to $45 million at the gate. Bear in mind, this is before any reviews are in, but given the film is part of a successful franchise, the powers that be seem confident in their estimates. Let's stick with horror. Speaking of massive returns at the box office, Zach Cregger's Weapons is doing just that. The film has reached $100 million worldwide in just 1 week in theaters. It has surpassed Sinners, which pulled in $77 million in a week's time back in the spring. Weapons is crushing it globally due to approval from audience and critics. If you see it soon, you'll have time to recover before seeing The Conjuring: Last Rites. Fans of the show do not seem happy with how Carrie Bradshaw's storyline ended. And just like that is the follow-up to Sex and the City and finished its third and last season last Thursday night. Variety called the finale a bizarre ending to a bizarre show. I'm not going to risk spoilers here, so check out the final episode and send me your opinions on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Would love to know what you think. Some franchises get tired and others keep turning out content that is probably worth checking out. Such is the case, in my opinion, of Alien Earth, the latest show from the Alien brand, which started back in 1979 with the feature film starring Sigourney Weaver. In this new iteration, they bring the alien to Earth after a crash landing. Noah Hawley is the creative force behind the show and is known for turning the Fargo movie into a successful TV show. He appears to be crushing it so far, as Alien Earth is pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. The show's first two episodes dropped last Thursday night on Hulu. An episode a week will drop moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms today and tonight, and there could be some locally heavy rain with a half inch to an inch possible. 82 today, 71 tonight, tomorrow a lingering thunderstorm in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high of 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.